for An Astronaut by Hum. So as we were talking about it, this was their biggest commercial success, and it was in the song Stars, I should add. I wanted to talk about I Hate It Too because I feel like it's probably one of the deeper cuts off of the album that does not get enough credit. But you know, to go back to the success of Stars, because that is what carried them, not this album, that one particular song. Unfortunately, they were a bit of a one-hit wonder. It's a great song, but I feel like the album that it's from is so underappreciated. And honestly, as an artist, as someone who is very influenced by shoegaze and the music I make, this album was the biggest influence on me and my current project that I'm working on. And you know, even Chyna Moreno from Deftones said, this is a heavy record, and this is where Deftones gets our influence, tone-wise. You know, so this was their big guy, to say the least. And if you're curious to hear the difference, because again, let's reference back to the Smashing Pumpkins song we listened to. Very heavy, right? But if you compare it to the song you just heard, or even, you know, any of the other songs that you've heard by Hum on the show today, it's just, they're so much heavier. There's so much more body. That wall of sound is more like a tower than just a wall. And I think that is, I don't know, it just, maybe you don't want to hear things that loud. maybe you prefer Smashing Pumpkins for that reason, but I really think that, I don't know, just, I want my eardrums to be blown off. I don't know about you. That's just me, and I'm probably going to be deaf by the time I'm 40, and that's just how the cookie crumbles. I also just don't wear headphones at shows, and I also, when I play my own music, I play at full volume. Don't follow my example. Also, they performed on the Jon Stewart Show, which was a really big deal back in the day, and I believe it was the last episode of the Jon Stewart Show on MTV. And then that Howard Stern interview that you heard at the beginning as well. But yeah, if you're curious to hear the influence, I thought we'd listen to some Deftones. Let's enjoy. Yeah. That was Pink Maggot by Deftones off of their 2000 album White Pony that everyone knows them for. And you can definitely hear the hum influence. definitely now that we know what Gina Moreno had to say about that. And so after the release of You'd Prefer an Astronaut, Hum put out Downward is Heavenward in 1998. They definitely got some accolades with that last album. But this one is kind of, honestly, it's probably one of my favorite. I think in some ways it's a lot better and it's a lot more experimental and it's a lot louder than You'd Prefer an Astronaut. But for some reason, didn't really face the same critical reception. But I found this clip of Matt Talbot talking about Afternoon with the Axolotls, which is a song we're going to listen to, and then we'll talk about it a bit more.
So this first song tonight is about a... it's kind of abstract, and it's about... It's called Afternoon. The Axolotls, and it's about kind of a weird like this weird meeting between this girl and this guy, and it turns out that the girl is powered by Satan, and she so like there's this kind of weird like seduction that takes place, and takes place though in a lovely outdoor setting, so you can kind of think about that while we play the song. And then later in the song, there's these salamanders, axolotls, and there's thousands of them, and so like they're kind of on the ground in this grassy area, and then all around, if you could picture all these amphibians. About 1,000 of them, and they're kind of the conductors of the lightning rod between Satan and the girl, and so they're helping. They're like the little Satan helpers, like, and there's a bunch of them. And at the end, she decides she doesn't.
Thank you.
That was Hum with Afternoon with the Axolotls from Downward is Heavenward. Obviously, I'm sure you heard the lyrics embedded, the title lyrics, the titular lyrics as they call it. This album is mostly, there a lot of the songs on there are very long. I think this is one of the shorter ones, but they're just so expansive, and there's just such a lovely contrast, which I feel like is what really defines Hum, and you could say in some ways really defines that grunge gaze kind of subgenre as a whole. Heavy shoegaze is, there is a contrast between the soft and the loud, and it's just, it's so beautiful. Anyways, so I really love this album a lot. It's not my favorite, and I'll get to my favorite, save the best for last. But this album, despite how beautiful it is, did not have as much commercial success. There were definitely a lot of ups and downs. Ha 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 ha, very funny. They ended up getting dropped by RCA. Sucks. And then also, so they're on tour, and they've also been touring lots, right? Because again, Stars really carried them. They were contemporaries of Smashing Pumpkins and Liz Phair. And just on a note quickly, because we're running out of time here, about Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, you know, Smashing Pumpkins could not do that. Hum could do what Smashing Pumpkins does, but Smashing Pumpkins could not do that. Also, did you hear Matt talking about this song? He wrote a song about being in hell and surrounded by axolotls and being tasked with the job of collecting them all. Smashing Pumpkins can never. They're just so much more creative and weird and introspective, and they're just little nerds, and they're just so humble. Versus you hear Billy Corgan talking about how we're doing something no one else is, and I'm like, well, Hum is doing something no one else is. And you guys are kind of, you know, eating their dust a little bit. Although, as we know, that's not actually what happened in the end. But on June 16th, 1998, they actually got into an accident. It wasn't a very severe one, luckily, but it was enough to make them be like, okay, we should take a break here. In Edmonton, apparently there was a man rushing to a church, and he ran a red light, and he crashed into their vehicle. Fortunately, no one was hurt, although Jeff, their bassist, ended up covered in spilled yogurt. Okay. And it's interesting, because on Reddit, there was, like, a photo of a van that was completely destroyed, and someone was like, this is Hum's van. And everyone in the comments was like, no, it wasn't. That's false news. Like, that was someone else's van. Anyways, so they had their last show in Chicago 2000. They reformed in 2003 to do some, you know, reunion tours. But then they had a lot more appearances in festivals, clubs, etc. between 2005 and 2013. Matt also has another project called Centaur with the song Same Place from In Streams from 2002. Beautiful project. If we have time, I will throw it on at the end. But then, okay, so they're not active. They're playing sporadic shows out of nowhere. They drop Inlet in 2020. People are like, this is crazy. We never thought we were going to get another Hum album. It was recorded periodically over 3 to 5 years. It was a surprise record on Bandcamp. It released June 23rd, 2020. It was self-produced. Matt Tailbot has a studio called Earth Analog Studios in Champaign. Matt also owns a bar called Loose Cobra, which I find is very interesting. He also used to coach football and was a science fiction and music business prof at Millikan University in Illinois. Interesting. But anyways, they call this the kind of like natural progression. But like people, I think this is probably the pinnacle of Hum. I think this album is so beautiful, and all the textures embedded in it is exactly what I think of when I think of Hum. And, you know, a lot of people who skeptically call them shoegaze think this is their only shoegaze album. I don't blame them. Very face melty. We're going to listen to the song Step Into You. Oh, probably my favorite Hum song, I will say. We are running a little bit short here, so after some brief messages, we'll listen to that. And just make sure you stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Bitcoover. My name is Lynn, and you're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live on Burnaby Mountain, BC. Today was Tuesday, the 18th of November.
This is Bird Note. Think a moment. What is your state bird? All 50 states and the District of Columbia declare official birds. Most were chosen many decades back. To run as top candidate for state bird in those days, it helped to be familiar, boldly colorful, and have a punchy song. The defiantly red, sweetly singing northern cardinal perches as state bird in 7 eastern states. The sunny yellow western meadowlark sings its liquid phrases for 6 western states. Bluebirds and goldfinches flash primary colors for another 7. And the northern mockingbird, the country's most insistent songster, holds down 5 states. So it is the exceptions to the loud and colorful that stand out. New Mexico elected the Greater Roadrunner, a quirky emblem of the Southwest.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info.
We're going to listen to Step Into You by Hum off of Inlet.
Comfort in the sand.
So that was Step Into You off of Inlet. Beautiful, beautiful Melty Shoegaze. Love it. We're going to briefly listen to a little bit off of Matt's other project, Centaur, with the song Same Place from 2002 from In Streams.